Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday, and welcome to our May 12th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I'm Supervisor Shimon Walton, Chair of Rules Committee, joined with Vice Chair Supervisor Sherrill, and we have Supervisor Matt Dorsey filling in today for President Mandelman. Our clerk is Victor Young, and I would like to thank Tom Loftus from SFGov TV for publicizing today's meeting and making sure that our folks from home can stay attuned to what's going on here in city government. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. May also send written comment via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as files should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today will appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of May 20th, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, and I would like to make a motion to excuse President Mandelman from today's meeting.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number one.
Item number one is the motion approving or rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Megan Thurlow to the Public Utilities Commission for a term ending August 1st, 2028.
Thank you so much, and I believe Megan is here this morning, and please take the mic and tell us.
Okay. Good morning, supervisors. I'm Megan Thurlow, and I'm honored to be considered for the SFPUC. I'm a lecturer at UC Berkeley, teaching executive MBA students about the connection between business, entrepreneurship, and public policy, with a focus on data, health, and climate. When I returned to San Francisco this year from our Washington, D.C. immersion, I felt compelled to invest more of my time in public service. I had a series of impactful conversations with my second grade daughter about local ballot initiatives and the role we play in improving our community. These conversations motivated me to pursue service in San Francisco, where I think right now there are unique opportunities for positive change. As the CTO of a climate tech startup, I led strategy development for a $27 million initiative monitoring air quality for 5.2 million Californians across 64 impacted communities. I've managed several partnerships with major utilities and directed projects monitoring San Francisco's own natural gas pipelines, building productive relationships with regulators, utilities, and communities, experience that I think is directly transferable to the commission's work. My academic foundations combine training in climate science from Harvard, where I received a PhD in physical chemistry, along with an MBA from UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. I believe my background will complement the expertise of the current commissioners and bring technical insights on how the SFPUC can measure, monitor, and analyze and respond to changing environmental conditions as it plans resilient water, power, and wastewater systems, a topic that has come up in several of my conversations with supervisors and staff. My career has focused on measuring disproportionate pollution burdens resulting from infrastructure decisions. Our monitoring showed air pollution disproportionately affects Black and Latino residents in West Oakland, for example. And these insights have since helped reduce pollution levels in those communities. I've co-developed protocols addressing information gaps between utilities, regulators, and vulnerable communities. Yet I understand the critical balance between keeping utility services affordable while advancing sustainability and equity. I hope to support PUC initiatives that benefit the entire community through environmental justice, local hiring, and service affordability. I'm committed to ensuring that our utility system reliably serves all San Franciscans and would be honored to serve our city. I have asked a few community members to be here today, and if it's helpful, they can provide their perspectives on my nomination. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. I don't see anyone on the roster. I do have a couple of questions. One, just in terms of the PUC obviously is in charge of a lot of big projects here
right.
in the city. Sewer system improvement project being one of them in my district.
Yes.
How will you ensure that our primes adhere to their community benefits agreements and that they follow through on their commitments.
So just to reiterate what your question was, it's how can we ensure that the community benefits dollars associated with these large-scale infrastructure projects like the Southeast Treatment Plant actually go to communities?
Not just the dollars, but the hiring commitments,
everything. Right. Yeah, I think that's a really important exercise. And my impression is that the PUC has worked hard to kind of get the ball rolling on that, with a pretty large fraction of dollars going to local businesses. And I think they've said that more than 30% of the jobs associated with the sewer system improvement plans have gone to San Franciscans in particular, and more than that, a large fraction of the total dollars associated with training programs. And so I think those are important initiatives, but I imagine that a really important exercise is making sure that you have publicly visible metrics on that that keep the PUC accountable throughout.
And then how do you feel about San Francisco providing its own power?
I think I'm quite in favor of it. I think it comes down to the dollar amount. I know that's in the midst of a process with CPUC, but I think it would be a real benefit for San Francisco, which is very motivated to provide clean power, to be able to do that and to be able to provide infrastructure upgrades throughout the grid locally. It seems like a manageable scale of project, and it seems like it would be valuable to have San Francisco kind of own its own destiny in terms of being able to equip buildings with adequate power rapidly and without delay.
Thank you. And seeing no one else on the roster, we will go to public comment on this item.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, public comment. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this matter? There are no speakers on this matter.
Thank you, seeing no public speakers.
Hi, I'm Megan Zweig. I live in San Francisco in the Mission. I'm also the CEO of Rock Health Advisory, which is an SF-based boutique healthcare consulting firm. Friend and colleague of Meg's, we went to Haas Business School together, so we've known each other for about 7 years. She's just a phenomenal classmate and friend, truly one of the brightest folks in our class. I think if you had any one of us up here, they would agree with that. She's always incredibly curious, asks the best questions, always armed with a ton of like thoughtful information and data, incredibly trustworthy, and I think does all of that with very low ego. I think it's really obvious that she's been trained as a scientist. She's so data-driven, provides incredibly thoughtful and rational kind of commentary whenever she's working through different business decisions. Certainly someone I can trust. It was always amazing when Meg was like on your group project, you know, things were going to go incredibly well. And I just trust her integrity. I really trust that she's someone who her and her family have been committed to San Francisco for a long time. I always run into her in the neighborhood, and I would just love to see her on this commission. So thank you.
And if you wish to speak, you can line up to the right side of the podium.
Good morning. Thank you for the chance to speak today. My name is Matt Hill. I'm here to voice my strong support for Meg Thurlow's appointment to this commission. I've known Meg for over a decade since we worked together at Acclima, the climate tech startup she mentioned. I was the COO there while she ran the technology teams as CTO. Over that time, we had a number of key initiatives, in particular with public utilities on this coast and on the East Coast. And through that time, we developed technologies to develop leaks, and almost more importantly, the methodologies to work with communities, regulators, and utilities themselves to have a common shared set of data to act upon, which hasn't been done, frankly. One thing about Meg that you'll find is she has a strong root in scientific rigor, but her real-world pragmatism is kind of sort of the highlight of my working with her on the operational side. You know, I've been in the lab with Meg, I've been in the field, I've been in the oil field with Meg, and I've been in boardrooms with Meg, and I can attest to, first off, her integrity, and second of all, her ability to translate very complicated concepts to real-world solutions. Last thing I'll say is I'm a fourth-generation San Francisco, raised my family here, and it would be very beneficial for the city to have Meg on this commission. Thank you.
Are there any additional speakers for this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you, seeing no additional speakers. Public comment is now closed. Supervisor Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Walton. And I just want to, I think for both applicants today, we have very high caliber people, and I will express my appreciation just for your willingness to serve our city. And I think for the PUC especially, it really is an important time as we move forward with public power, which is something, a conversation that this city has been having for, well, since the invention of electricity, really. This goes way back, and we're about to make some historic moves forward, and I think that's great and just really appreciate it. So I'd like to make a motion to strike the words rejecting where it appears in the motion and to send this forward with our approval.
On the motion.
Yes, on that motion to amend and recommend, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, let's go to item number two.
Item number two is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Rebecca Saroyan to the Board of Appeals, term ending July 1st, 2028.
Thank you, and I believe Rebecca is here. Please tell us why you want to serve.
Well, good morning, Supervisor Walton. Supervisor Dorsey, it's nice to see you, and Supervisor Sherrill, my supervisor. I'm a resident of District 2. Well, again, good morning, and thank you for speedily expediting this hearing. I am incredibly honored and grateful to be appointed to the Board of Appeals by Mayor Lurie and appreciate the opportunity to serve the citizens of San Francisco. I want to also acknowledge John Trezvina, who's the president of the Board of Appeals, for his presence here today, as well as my best cheerleader, my husband, Ellie Robbins, Vanessa Robbins. My daughter is listening, I think, over the TV. I think what I want to start with is that my appointment is really reflective of the diversity of San Francisco. I'm a native San Franciscan. I was educated. I went to law school in San Francisco at UC Law, now Hastings. And I'm also an Armenian American woman, a second generation San Franciscan. I am proud to live in this city. I want our city to be the best city in the entire country. And I am proud to have the opportunity to serve our country. I mean, our city, excuse me. I think that what I see myself doing is really fulfilling the mission of the Board of Appeals, and I'm going to read it. The mission is to provide the public with an efficient, fair, and expeditious public hearing and decision-making process before an impartial panel as a last step in the city's permit issuance process. I commit to providing that impartial panel and promise to receive the information in an unbiased and fair manner to give our citizens really the most important thing that we have, and it's due process. So you ask, why do I want to do this? It's really to give individuals in our city the right to due process. What is due process? It's the right to be heard, it's the right to present your case, and it's the right to receive an impartial and fair adjudication of the facts on the matter. Now you wonder, well, why am I a good fit for this position? Well, I have a very deep legal background. I've been practicing close to 30 years this December. I have spent the majority of my career as a public sector attorney. I had the good fortune of serving with Supervisor Dorsey in the city attorney's office. I've also served as a federal employee, as assistant regional counsel for the U.S. General Services Administration. So I have a deep regulatory understanding of the way things work, and I think that's critical to the role of a commissioner on the Board of Appeals, because you are looking at the underlying statutes and regulations to make sure that the city departments have actually followed the process, to make sure there are no mistakes or oversights. I think the second quality that I bring is compassion and empathy for people. I find that when I went to the one Board of Appeals meeting that I went to, it was interesting to listen to people's plight and hear their different perspectives. And sometimes compassion and empathy for people needs to be felt, but also you have to follow the law. And those are difficult decisions to make. I think that I'm a good listener, and I try to be a good listener. I think I've learned to be a good listener by having a child, because if you don't listen to your child, you can't be a good parent. And finally, I think that those qualities will help me to reach an fair and impartial decision on behalf of the constituents that come before the Board of Appeals. So with that, I thank you for your time. I hope you will approve my nomination. I appreciate your support, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have this morning.
Thank you. I don't see anyone on the roster. Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Walton, supervisors. I'm John Trisvenia. While I am president of the Board of Appeals, I speak only in my own personal capacity in strong support of Rebecca Saroyan to join the Board of Appeals. She has tremendous experience, and I think one thing that speaks very highly of her is, as a lawyer, getting a good legal education and then immediately devoting it to her city. She's an alumnus of the city attorney's office, as am I many years before, and she's also had federal service as an attorney. So using your legal skills for the betterment of your community and for our country in federal service and city service, I think speak very highly of her. I saw Mayor Agnos recently, and he told me, Board of Appeals is his favorite commission. And he said it because it brought out, it was a people's commission. And that is the attempt in which we seek to fulfill. That is making sure that people have access, that people are heard. It's average people coming from San Francisco, either because they want something from the departments and they seek and are not able to get a permit, or they're just innocently doing their work and their neighbor suddenly wants to do something and they come before the Board of Appeals. So this position requires listening. It requires a generousness of purpose, seriousness of purpose, accessibility to the public, and fairness. Ms. Saroyan has these qualities, and I believe she will be a tremendous public servant on the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Rules Committee. Griffin Lee here. I was actually not here for this agenda item, but when I saw Rebecca was being presented on for the Board of Appeals, for me, in a personal capacity, automatic no-brainer. Rebecca and Elliot are quality human beings, and these are the types of people that need to be serving on our boards and commissions. Thank you.
Are there any additional speakers for this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Sherrill.
Thank you, Chair Walton. Ms. Saroyan, I want to thank you for putting your name forward for this appointment. Your combination of legal expertise and your heart full of compassion, I think, make you an excellent candidate for this. As such, I'd like to make an motion striking the word rejecting and moving this appointment forward with approval.
Thank you. And before we hear vote on that motion, Supervisor Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I just can't have an alumna from the city attorney's office come before me without expressing my appreciation to everyone in that office. I think, like so much of your professional background, it really speaks to a variety of public sector roles. And I actually really appreciate the importance, when you emphasize listening and being empathetic, that's not nothing. In fact, that's incredibly important. It's such a foundational element of procedural justice that people, even when it doesn't go their way, the legitimacy of our system requires that people know they were heard and had a moment where they got to make their case, even if it doesn't go their way. So I think that is so important, and I think you're going to be terrific on this, and I thank you for your willingness to continue serving our city.
And I just want to say thank you to both candidates for being willing to step up. Both the PUC Commission and the Board of Appeals are very important for our city, and there are going to be some major decisions that are going to be made over the next couple of years. And these, both the Public Utilities Commission and the Board of Appeals, are going to be a big part of the work moving forward. So thank you for being willing to step up, and I trust that you understand the magnitude of these bodies that you will be serving on. And no motion. On the motion, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, on that motion to amend the motion to approve the motion and to recommend as amended. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more business before us this morning?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.